Dear friends, this morning in this cathedral, we have come together to join in a special celebration in which the Church consecrates Zara Tai, sitting before us here, to a life of virginity for the sake of the kingdom. She is a daughter, a sister, a relative and a friend, joined by the ties of family, friendship and faith. God has called her to be more closely united to himself and to be dedicated to the service of the Church. Her consecration is a call to greater fervor in spreading the kingdom of God and in giving to the world the Spirit of Christ. Consecrated virginity does not make sense unless you appreciate its transcendental value. It is incomprehensible unless God and his kingdom are your primary and immediate concern. Consecrated virgins witness to us about the transcendence, about the more of life and the call to transformation. Make no mistake and have no illusion. This life is not for the sentimental, the light-hearted, or the romantic. Zara has pursued her dream of consecrated virginity for the last 15 years, and she can attest to the challenges of living as a dedicated virgin in the world. No sentimentalism, no illusion, but only an enduring love, an unwavering faith, and an unmitigated relationship with Christ will do. Scriptures for this 19th Sunday in ordinary time teach us the importance of being focused, being centered in God, not as an escape from the world, but in order to see and hear and participate in God's vision. The story of the prophet Elijah on Mount Horeb is an illustration of this immersion with the divine experience. Elijah had been praying in a mountain cave. He was the most wanted man in Israel because he had killed the prophets of the queen Jezebel. At Horeb, he was in a state of crisis, physically, mentally, and even spiritually. Hungry, exhausted, and disillusioned, he wanted to die. But crisis can be a catalyst for change and transformation. Elijah, waiting for God's revelation, was shown in a dramatic fashion how God revealed himself, not in a powerful earthquake, not in a storm or a burning fire, but in a gentle, almost indiscernible breeze. Elijah there and then recognized the presence of God in the gentle breeze. More importantly, he recognized that violence was not the way of God. Elijah emerged from the cave a different man as a result of his deep immersion in the divine experience and his deep sharing with the divine pathos. The gospel story also presents us with a lesson in being focused on the Lord, especially in times of adversity. It tells of the journey of the disciples on the sea and how they struggle to deal with the unexpected storm. Upon hearing the bidding of Peter jumps off the boat. That was a leap into the unknown. And he walks towards Jesus on the water. Yet Peter's audacity was short-lived. The moment he took his focus off the Lord in the misty distance and felt the stormy sea and the force of the wind, he began to sink. He and his fellow disciples allow fear to overwhelm and paralyze them instead of acting with courage and trust. The lesson here, I believe, is like that of the loaves, or the story of the loaves and fishes. And that is, when we give all of ourselves in absolute unflinching faith, God will make great things happen, even beyond the apparent impossibility. Zara, our sister, your consecration today is not an act of personal heroism. Rather, it is an act of radical discipleship. In a way, you are like Peter on that boat. And today, like Peter, you're emboldened to take that leap into the unknown. Jump off the boat and walk towards Jesus, who is beckoning you to come. It is audacity, or St. Paul would call it foolishness. We are fools for the sake of the kingdom. I count all else as rubbish before the supreme advantage of knowing Christ my Lord. And that's what we are called to do. All of us, as followers of Christ, are called to exchange everything for that supreme advantage of knowing and loving and following Christ. Or, in another way, the pearl of great price that we want to possess at all costs. But religious and consecrated virgins visualize the radicalness of Christian discipleship by the witness of their vowed and consecrated lives. And so, Zara, be for us the sign of the kingdom. Witness for us about the more of life, especially in the age of consumerism. Be for us the sign of an unflinching faith through which the humanly impossible can indeed be achieved through the power of God. In a moment, you will lie prostrate on the floor with your arms outstretched in the form of the cross. By this simple but powerful gesture, you are to crucify your former self in order to rise to a new person. Or, as St. Paul reminds us in that second reading, we ought to imitate Christ's death in order to participate in his resurrection. You commit yourself to follow Christ wholeheartedly, single-heartedly. This consecration is not so much a denial of your human needs as a means to live your life even more completely, wholesomely, abundantly, and perhaps even joyfully. It has no other meaning than to witness with an undivided heart to the infinite love of God, which is the greatest good possible for us. So focus on the Lord, walk towards Him, but know that when you sink because of your wavering faith, like that of Peter, you always have the chance, the opportunity, the grace to reach out and call on Him. Lord, save me. And so let us pray for our sister Zara, that she may persevere in the path. Today she chooses to follow. We pray for religious vocations. I'm happy to see the presence of so many religious here in this congregation who dare to follow the footsteps of Christ, who, like Peter, jump off the boat and walk towards Christ unreservedly, trustfully. May Mary, the model of religious, teach you to live your fiat each day, and may her maternal love guide you on your journey following Christ to render all glory and honor to God and His kingdom. Amen.